This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Widespread Russian attacks have continued in Ukraine despite the International Criminal Court issuing an arrest warrant for Russia's president. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Ukraine's Air Force has said that overnight, 16 Russian drones attacked Ukraine and that 11 of them were shot down in central, western and eastern regions. Among areas targeted were the capital, Kyiv, and the western Lviv province. Meanwhile, the ICC has said that it has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes. It has accused him of personal responsibility for the abductions of children from Ukraine, together with Russia's Commissioner for Children's Rights, Maria Lvova-Belova. It's the first time the Global Court has issued a warrant against the leader of one of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council. I'm Karen Chamas.
Kosovo's Prime Minister and Serbia's President arrived in North Macedonia on Saturday for a fresh round of talks with EU officials on implementing a deal to normalize ties between Belgrade and Pristina. The two leaders will hold separate meetings with the European Union foreign policy chief before a three-way session. Germany's defense ministry wants to buy 82 Airbus H145M civilian helicopters and convert some of them into combat helicopters to replace its Tiger combat fleet. That's what the Business Insider reported, citing military internal documents. Germany last year shifted its defense policy after Russia invaded Ukraine, committing 100 billion euros to modernize the country's armed forces. Cyclone Freddy, which dissipated this week after a record-breaking rampage, has caused more than 400 deaths in southern Africa, according to the UN. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida are holding the first round of government consultations in Tokyo as they seek to strengthen economic and defense ties. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Scholz brought six of his ministers for talks with Japanese counterparts to deepen cooperation in the economy and national security in the Indo-Pacific region, as well as other global issues, including China's assertiveness in pressing its maritime territorial claims and its closer ties with Russia. Germany has similar government consultations framework with several countries. Of the 17 members of Scholz's cabinet, six of them, including economy, finance, foreign, interior, transport, and defense ministers, have been traveling with them. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
One of the top priorities for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security this year is to add more companies to a sanctions list for using forced labor in China's Xinjiang region, a senior DHS official said. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Robert Silvers, Undersecretary for Strategy, Policy and Plans, said another priority this year was to work to persuade like-minded countries in Europe, as well as Japan, Australia, India, and others, to pursue enforcement regimes similar to the United States. The department was assigned by the U.S. Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act to create a sanctions list for companies known to traffic in forced labor. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Belarus hands long jail terms to senior staff of the country's largest independent news site, which was forced to shutter after historic demonstrations against strongman Alexander Lukashenko. The U.S. state of Wyoming becomes the latest state to ban pills for abortion. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Wyoming's Republican Governor Mark Gordon has signed a bill that prohibits medication abortions in the state. That ban takes effect in July, barring any legal challenge that might block it. He's also allowing a separate measure restricting abortion to become law without his signature, expecting a court fight. 13 states have already banned abortion pills, and 15 have limited access, like requiring an in-person doctor visit. The issue took center stage this week in a Texas courtroom. Since last summer's reversal of Roe v. Wade, 13 states now enforce bans against abortion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The COVID-19 pandemic could settle down this year to a point where it poses a threat similar to flu, according to the World Health Organization. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.